لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون، ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى. اللهم صل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين، واللعنة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله، واتقوا الله، إن الله سميع عليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. In the very beginning, I would like to congratulate all mu'mineen and mu'minat, brothers and sisters, for this very auspicious occasion, the day to commemorate the birth of the one who was born in the house of Allah, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu was salam. And as this personality is considered as Imam al-Muttaqeen, leader for the pious people, I ask myself and invite all of you to consider being part of the followers of this great personality. Follow the path of piety, follow the life that is life of the piety, a life which is filled with the justice, a life where you can find characters in all the life, days and nights of this personality become characteristics that one needs to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the beginning of Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, has called upon the believers: Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O those who believe. And addressing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kindness of Allah, and that is special address to the believer. It is honor for the believers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon them, O those who believe. That call is out of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a special compassion of Allah upon the believers. There are two types of the mercy. One, the mercy that is considered as rahmat within Rahman, being Rahman. As being Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is compassionate upon whole world. And there is a special mercy that is only for the believers, for mu'mineen and mu'minat. Within that mercy, it is considered this address of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is because of His special mercy for the believers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Two types of the rahmat are being mentioned. One is the rahmat that is general. In general, mu'mineen are included as being human being. So in some of the verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called all the people, Ya ayyuhan nas. And in some other verses, Allah has called the people those who are disbelievers, Ya ayyuhal kafirun. But in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specially invited the people, those who are believers. So we can understand that commandments are various types of the commandments. Some are those that are only for the general people. As being a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have responsibilities. And then as being mu'mineen and mu'minat, being believers, we have different responsibilities. When we come into the Islam and accepted Islam, submitted before Islam, then commandments are going to be special commandments. Amongst those commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is this, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasoolihi. O those who believe, do not step forward in the presence of Allah and His Messenger. And be careful to Allah for the duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned for you. Inna Allaha Sami'un Alim. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all hearing and all knowing. Stepping forward in the presence of Allah, stepping forward in the presence of Prophet, peace be upon him, is one of the factor that has happened in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, and after the time of Prophet, peace be upon him. There are many examples that Muslims in the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, have stepped forward from the Prophet. They tried to take precedence on the Prophet, peace be upon him. It is said that at the time of Eid Qurban, Eid al-Adha, many people, they sacrifice before Prophet, peace be upon him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasoolihi. Do not step forward from Prophet and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another occasion that is mentioned in the history, when victory of أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا الله اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحي آثار البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters and followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam, congratulations to all of you for the birth of the one who is being called by the Prophet, peace be upon him, Aliyun Atqan Nas. Ali is the most pious personality in all over the world. Within the humanity, he is considered as the most pious personality. He earned this rank before the Prophet, peace be upon him, that Prophet has chosen him Atqan Nas, symbol of the piety, standard of the piety. Even he became Mizanul Iman, the criterion for the faith. If anybody likes to follow the path of this personality, then follow this great standard. Make yourself on the higher ranks in the taqwa and the piety. Every day step forward to be closer to Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wassalam. He's been called by Prophet, peace be upon him, Aliyun A'dalun Nas, the most just personality in this world. Within all the human beings, he has been considered as the most just authority. When he is that kind of personality, then followers of this personality has to think. They have to think about their character, where they stand. Let us compare ourselves. Are we following the path? Are we closer to Amirul Mu'mineen? How far we are from this personality? Would he going to be accepting us as the Shias on the Day of Judgment? As it is said, it is narrated in his life that once people came on the door of Amirul Mu'mineen claiming that they are the Shias of Ali. They knocked the door and the Qambar quickly went to Amirul Mu'mineen saying, Ya Ali, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, there are the people outside on the door and they claim that they are your followers. And Amir al-Mu'mineen rushed coming on the door. It is said he rushed coming on the door to welcome his Shias, and he just looked at the people and after that he went back. He said, O Qambar, don't you know the qualities of my Shias? Don't you know what are the significance of my Shias? They have nothing to do with me. Oh, brothers and sisters, on the birth of this personality, let us pledge before our Imam, Amirul Mu'mineen, that Mawla, we will try our best to be your followers. My congratulations to all those who have honor to be related to this personality. It is our honor to be the followers of such a personality who has highest rank after the Prophet, peace be upon him, who has achieved a rank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many verses of Quran, all the chapters of Quran, for the excellence of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam. People within the world are two types of people regarding Amir al-Mu'mineen. Those who love the most with Amir al-Mu'mineen, and those who hate the most with Amir al-Mu'mineen. Those who are lovers of Amir al-Mu'mineen, they would like to sacrifice everything and their lives and their children for the sake of Amir al-Mu'mineen. An imam sometimes defines his followers. He says, Wallahi, by God, if I like to cut the nose of my believer, my follower, for any just reason, and then ask him to hate with me, he would not hate with me. Then also he will consider that I am the most just authority. And if I give everything in this world in the hands of the hypocrite, the disbeliever, and ask him to follow me, and ask him to love with me, they will not love with me. So love with Amir al-Mu'mineen is an honor. This is love with the qualities. This is love with the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is love with sifatullah. It is love with Asma'ullah. Ali ibn Abi Talib is a personality where all sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being included. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wassalam. Dear brothers and sisters, we are celebrating the birth of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and I hope that our community will participate today in this great celebration in the history and celebration of the Shias, and the day which is the most happiest day in our life. We are also heading towards another very important occasion, and that is demise anniversary of the late leader who also set the standard in his life, following the path of Amir al-Mu'mineen, the one who was the most submissive personality before Aimma alayhim salam and before Amir al-Mu'mineen, who tried to take lessons from the justice of Amir al-Mu'mineen and implemented that justice in today's world. He tried to make the Islam of Amir al-Mu'mineen as practical as it is possible in this world. And that is the late leader, Imam Khomeini, Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Our community will be holding the conference on the legacy of late Imam with the title of Islamic Awakening in today's world. And we hope that inshallah our brothers and sisters would support this program and will participate in the large number. As I had said in the last week as well, Muslim Congress is holding its annual conference, which is very important conference, which brings majority of the scholars together, majority of the poets from the country together, which is bringing the intellectuals from the country together, not only from the North America, but from Canada. People travel to participate in this great conference. I would like to urge the community in Houston to participate in this great event, to enjoy the event that was once called as Mini Umrah or Mini Hajj. And that is not the statement of ordinary people, but that was being said by the scholars, those who visited this event. They consider that as a mini Umrah, a very spiritual event. Dear brothers and sisters, as a country which is an Islamic country, Iran is holding its election, and that is going to be after a few weeks. At the moment, 8 candidates are being approved by the Shura Negehban, the committee that selects the candidates and approves the candidates. And that is one of the best process that this country follows to select the candidates for the election. And at the moment, if we say that real democracy, if it is, it's in place, that is in Islamic Republic of Iran. Unfortunately, propaganda machineries, they work always against Islamic Republic, and intelligence agency of Foreign Ministry of Germany thinks that the Syrian army is the most capable at the moment conducting successful operation against the foreign-backed militants at will. So that means they have stronghold, they have armed forces, and they can take control of the country at the moment. So whatever we hear from the other side that government is losing, for example, and they do not have their force that they can take control of that, it is clear that the forces in Syria have had the control over the country. But at the same time, we can realize that how many forces, how many countries are completely standing against this country, and they want to have a defeat of this country and defeat of the government. And we hope that as Mr. Assad has announced in a statement yesterday, that he said that Syria is determined to fight terrorism and find a political solution. So we hope that a complete stability will be in that country, and this country will become successful, because this is a country that stands against the Zionism. And a Zionist country, that is a country in the neighboring of Zionist regime, but it is taking a very strong stand against the Zionist regime, and that is why this country is facing all those consequences that we can see. And we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help our Muslim community wherever they are. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give defeat to all the forces that are forces of destruction in this world, and forces of injustice, and especially the forces of Zionist regime. May Allah give them defeat and destroy their resources. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the justice in this world through son of Amirul Mu'mineen, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. That we can be witness of the just government in the world, as it is announced in the world, that the most just government, it was the government of Amirul Mu'mineen. We hope to see again this symbolic government that is going to be universal government, and it will bring the justice, and it will remove all types of the injustice from the world. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Can I request with a salawat upon Imam of the Age, stand up and move forward.